May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This wasn't what I was going to talk about today. I was going to continue with Romans 8. But when Bracken read the gospel, I just was reminded of some wonderful things that I think we have to be constantly reminded of in terms of the life of Christ. And if we're going to be Christ-like, then what we should mirror. There are three things that are important to remember. When I was in Bible college, I was told something that was part truth, but it was missing an important part. And the part truth was told because the theology was is that the signs and wonders and ministry of Jesus, the healing ministry, all died out when the apostles died out. I used to have this strange image in my mind of the last living apostle, John, like living in some tent or maybe some place, and there was this long line of people waiting to get healed. And they were understanding that John might die pretty soon, and they better get in, because once he's dead, it's over. And at some point, they come out and declare, John's dead, and then everybody has to live with their sicknesses and diseases from that point forward. It was the most bizarre theology I'd ever heard. These were wonderful people who taught this, godly people, scared to death of things they didn't understand, scared to death of things that were modeled poorly before them. The truth is that Jesus did the miracles that he did, and it did certainly manifest there was something different about him. But he did what he did. His motive was, it said he had compassion on the people. Compassion always carries the greatest anointing. Not somebody laying hands on you, you bouncing off the floor, you had the greatest, most amazing experience at the last conference you went to. In the end, it's compassion, it's the love of God, it's the goodness of God that carries the greatest anointing. And God's grace is released into our lives in all of its different forms because he's good. His loving kindness is everlasting. And Jesus healed the people that he healed not because he was proving that he was the Messiah, though it certainly proved that, but it was proving and revealing to these Jewish people what the true heart of the Father was. Because they had a warped understanding that he was just this legalistic, keep the rules kind of God. And that's what it was about him. And Jesus was trying to reveal his heart. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The second thing when I think about that was Jesus' message. His message was very simple. The kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven will be there in fullness, but it's here also. It's a mystery. That was John the Baptist's message. That was Jesus' message. That was the disciples' message in the book of Acts. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was risen, before his ascension, he spent 40 days in the book of Acts, it says, talking to them about the things of the kingdom. He wanted to make sure they understood clearly, because this was the message they were to continue. And the kingdom just refers to the prayer we pray all the time, your kingdom come. Then here's the explanation, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you have a king over a kingdom, he exerts his will. He rules. He's the one who makes the rules. He's the one who exerts authority. That's the deal. And so Jesus came and preached the will of the Father, the will of the kingdom, the reign of the kingdom. And he had come to destroy the works in the kingdom of the devil. Colossians chapter 1 says that we have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. That's the message, is that the enemy no longer reigns. We've said this before, his 15 minutes of fame are over. and now the kingdom of heaven is here. And then his ministry was very simple. He demonstrated it. He did it. He didn't just say it. His wasn't just a theology of words without the power thereof. Jesus demonstrated by doing what? Healing all those who were sick and all those who had diseases and all those who were possessed or being devastated by the demonic. That's the ministry of Jesus. His motive was compassion. His message was the kingdom. And his ministry was doing the kingdom, making it real. And you understand, again, that God wasn't trying to say something about what God can do through the ministry of Jesus. He was demonstrating what God can do through man through the ministry of Jesus. Because even though Jesus was God, he laid down his right to live out of his deity, and he lived as a spirit-filled man, just demonstrating to us as a second Adam what normal humanity looks like. We were created to be fruitful and to do what? Have dominion. Jesus came and demonstrated dominion and fruitfulness. You and I have the same calling on us as Christ-like people to go and to demonstrate the reign of God. Demonstrate what God can do through people, because that's what people were created to do, to be in his image and reveal his likeness. Jesus came and simply revealed to us what normal humanity looks like. And so when I heard Bracken read that this morning, this is such a reminder and encouragement to me and for us. What's real in the kingdom is normal. What happens in the fall is abnormal. And that's why we aggressively go after every sickness, every disease, every oppression. Because that's our calling. Our motive is love. Our message is the kingdom. And our ministry is destroying the works of the devil everywhere we see it. And establishing, not just talking about, but establishing, enforcing what we just said. The kingdom of heaven's here. You don't have to live like this anymore. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.